Well, lots of people are watching what's going on here in Nevada, and not from a place like Eureka. Juan Williams is with us again. Juan, you're in Washington now.
Yeah, rare visit home, Alex.
Well, it's the political season, and people are thinking about Nevada. A lot's been going on, especially down in Las Vegas. There's been some kind of spat about where they're going to have the caucuses there, and Bill Clinton got into it.
He sure did, and had a little bit of a temper tantrum that's gotten lots of attention in political circles. He was saying that a reporter was unfair in pressing him and suggesting that he was somehow trying to block the culinary workers from having their caucuses at the casinos on Strip in Las Vegas. You know, there's a real fight between the unions going on here, and the culinary workers are supporting Obama, while the teachers' unions are supporting Mrs. Clinton. And it's this, of course, the caucus is going to take place on a Saturday. The teachers feel it's an unfair advantage to allow the culinary workers to caucus at their job sites.
All right. Listen, we learned from New Hampshire, I think, that the polls don't matter, but we still continue to take them and talk about them. What are we showing here in Nevada?
Well, right now you've got a neck-and-neck race, but people think that because, again, of that very important endorsement by the culinary workers, that Barack Obama might have a slight advantage. Now, the advantage for Mrs. Clinton is that Harry Reid's son, Harry Reid being the Senate Majority Leader, is running the Clinton campaign.
You know, Juan, I'm up here in the northern part of the state. It's very conservative. I see signs for Ron Paul, and some people saying they think he could take it in Nevada. This is the very conservative, even libertarian Republican congressman. But I'm not sure the Republicans are as involved here as the Democrats are.
What you get is Mitt Romney making a stop there, and I think he's the only Republican who has spent any time in the state, Alex. And, of course, Nevada is right next to Utah and a strong Mormon presence, and this is a place where he actually might benefit, and he can use it because even though he won in Michigan and he also won in Wyoming, I might add, he doesn't expect to do very well in South Carolina or any of the upcoming states.
Well, Juan, you've been in South Carolina this week following political races there. What did you find?
Well, what was interesting to me is the, you know, it's a throwback because if you go back to 2000, John McCain was the target of so many smears, suggestions that he was crazy after his POW experience, suggestions that he had had a child out of wedlock with a black woman. Of course, the child is someone that he had adopted from Mother Teresa's orphanage. And this time around, what's going on is that they are making a concerted effort to rebut every charge. And so he is just bent. I mean, he's not going to let this happen to him again.
Juan, with all this political news, it's really the economic news that winds up dominating at the end of the week. The president speaking today about an economic stimulus package. And you feel like the whole grounds of the campaign has shifted really back to 1992. Once again, it's the economy, stupid.
It really has. That is the big surprise. What has happened to the war, what has happened to health care, to education, they've all been subsumed by this anxiety that we're going into a recession, and it's particularly hitting on white suburban women. And they are the key to the swing vote come the general election. So every camp is paying intense attention to this issue. Everybody's coming out with their plans for how to stimulate the economy, how to protect people, whether it be tax rebates or tax cuts. Some efforts you could just regard as government bailouts. But that's the focus now, and I think it's an important shift that we have to pay attention to as we look towards what happened Saturday in Nevada and South Carolina and then look down the road to Florida.
NPR senior news analyst Juan Williams in Washington. Juan, here I am in Eureka, Nevada, back in California with my friend Madeline Brand next week. Madeline.
And Alex, when you get back, you'll find that politics here are really heating up.
Well, I could stand the heat. It was 5 degrees here this morning in Eureka. So what is going on? You've been up north reporting on politics, getting ready for the primary that's coming in California.
Right. Part of Tsunami Tuesday, February 5th. I spent a little time up in Silicon Valley and learning that it really is a new political hotspot in the state. Here's Andrew McLaughlin from Google.
Honestly, I think it's like a little taste of what it must feel like to live in Iowa. Like, I feel, incredibly fortunate, actually, to get a chance to see them up close and personal.
Alex, a lot of the presidential candidates making pilgrimages to Google and that Google campus. It's really quite something. You'll hear more about that on Monday.
Sounds good. Stay with us on Day to Day from NPR News.